Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That day.
Was there a palpable buzz in the park?
Absolutely a buzz. And that team sucked. They lost 100 games, and there was a massive buzz for him.
I just think anybody that throws the ball as hard as Skeens does, that has the repertoire of pitches that Skeens does, I think in his case, and in most cases, there's just a curiosity factor. Wow, can the guy throw that hard that regularly? Yes. Can a guy make major league hitters, by and large, look that bad? Also, yes. And then the fact that he's playing for the Pirates, you never feel like you have that guy, and now you do. So it's a muggy night. It's not like perfect baseball weather because it's kind of uncomfortable.
You go muggy over humid, huh?
It is. Wouldn't you say those are interchangeable terms?
They are, but I feel like old timers say muggy.
No, oldest timers say it's close out.
Never heard that expression. Have you, Don?
No, I don't know that one.
412-928-9370. When it's really hot and humid in the summer, do you or anybody you know say it's close out?
Well, we do have open phone Friday at 5:15, so if people want to take that one and run with it, by all means. You were making a point about humidity and keeping people away from the ballpark.
It's not like a perfect night, but he's such a draw and he's such an attraction and there's such a curiosity factor, I think, for people who haven't seen it in person. If you're a Pirates fan who hasn't gotten down to a game yet to see, but you know you've watched all of Skeens' starts, I think with every passing start where he continues to look better and better, that's just more reason for you to finally cave and go to one.
Donnie, have you seen him yet in person? Oh, yeah, we were at the first game. What the hell am I talking about?
I've gone a time or two after that, too. Like the Dodgers game I went to. It's like I probably saw like his two weakest starts, given what he's – I mean, especially when he's on the road, it seems like he just mows everybody down.
If he were
not even that worry since he's at home.
If he were eligible, he would lead Major League Baseball in ERA right now, because some of the guys who were having banner years have – gotten knocked around a little bit. So right now, Seth Lugo of the Royals, nice free agent pickup by a small market team. Mm-hmm. He is leading all eligible pitchers with a 2.17 ERA.
Skeens is 206?
206. And he's still not lost officially as a professional pitcher. He didn't last year when he made his minor league starts, and he has not this year at AAA or with the Pirates. He's 4-0. It is sensational. It is incredible. And this is what Jeff Passan said, baseball's biggest insider, the Adam Schefter of baseball, about Paul Skeens when the starters for the All-Star game were announced the other night.
I urge Torrey Lovello, the manager of the National League team, I urge him to go and pick Paul Skeens to start. Because if the idea is to get eyeballs on this game, if the idea is to have baseball fans see and feel a moment that excites them, Paul Skeens versus Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto is a pretty darn good place to do it.
I agree. I mean, I thought Brad Penny going up against the best hitters in the American League lineup at PNC Park in the All-Star game was pretty badass. Didn't he mow them down? It might have been like an immaculate inning situation.
He did mow them down like almost with all fastballs and all basically about 100 miles an hour back when that was extremely not common. He was clearly like gearing up to throw even harder. Pedro Martinez doing what he did in 99. Skeens absolutely should start. I made the argument, I was on the nightly sports call Wednesday night, and Josh Taylor asked me this same question about, like, should he start the All-Star game? And I made the argument he should, because don't we hear all the time that baseball doesn't do a good enough job about putting its stars on a big stage?
Yeah, it's an advertisement for baseball.
It's got hockey's problem in that regard. Like, you don't see the biggest names maybe enough
right
in situations where you'd want to see them. Where are you going to have more casual, random, you know, viewers than the All-Star game? Put the dude who throws 102 on the mound.
But I also don't think he's that far away from actually earning it. Now, the guys who...
How many pitchers in baseball would you take over him right now for one game?
Zero.
Okay, so he should start. I know, actually agree with you.
But I was going to say, these guys have made... If you've made every start, you're at 18 starts this year, and mm-hmm. Skeens has only made 9, so it's half the work. So in that way, he's thrown 52 innings, and these other guys have thrown over 100. So I don't want to say it's apples to apples. If someone's had a monster year and they've done double the work, they're more deserving. But
yeah, deserves kind of screw deserving.
Exactly. I'm not.
It doesn't. Major League Baseball's All-Star game should be about Major League Baseball doing what's best for Major League Baseball.
Right, and I'm fine with it going the other way. If there was some iconic player in the game who was in his last year, like when Cal Ripken started and they moved him back over to shortstop in Seattle, if there was someone who was on the way out and it was his last year, I would have zero problem with that player starting in the All-Star game.
I just think that it's an event, really, for the fans. It's an event for casual people. It's an event that's supposed to showcase the sport. With apologies to Lugo, well, not that he would be going against Skeens here, he'd be in the
Ranger
AL,
Suarez is the
yeah
NL,
with apologies
ERA
to Ranger
leader.
Suarez, who is your definition of a crafty lefty plus plus. So he's got better stuff than a crafty lefty, and he uses it well. Who do people want to? If you ask 10 people on the street who do not profess a favorite baseball team, who would you rather see pitch the All-Star game? And you just showed them like a 15-second highlight clip of Skeens and Suarez. All 10 of them would pick Skeens. You know what the other thing is, too, with how focused teams are on this? The Phillies would probably be happy if Ranger Suarez didn't have to throw a couple extra innings.
I was just going to
ask. The Pirates would probably be livid if Skeens was asked to do exactly that.
I was going to ask you the opposite, where the Pirates be like, damn it, now he's got to rev himself up and pitch an inning or two. They'd say, can you only pitch him an inning and not force him to pitch a second?
But I would think that would be a reasonable ask on their part. Give him like basically an inning or 20 pitch, you know, whatever. If he gets knocked around, get him out of there, but... If you're the Pirates, you should want your brand out there as the NL starter because you have the hottest pitcher in the game that everyone gives a crap about.
The other thing is, I think, and I know that Skeens is, in my opinion, generational and has a chance to be the greatest pitcher of all time, and I don't feel this way, just for the record. What I'm about to say, I disagree with, but I think that the Pirates feel like if he wins the Rookie of the Year, they get the pick at the end of the first round. Mm-hmm. But they lose a year with Skeens. Mm-hmm. This counts as year one.
Correct.
I think they're okay with that. I think they like the idea that with the 30, they'll have the 32nd pick or something like that and a chance to take another young player with 6+ controllable years.
More than losing who they can one put year in. Of him.
Yes. Now, I disagree. I'd rather have an extra year of the great pitcher who's going to win Cy Young Awards.
I'm not even sure unless you're hearing it from somebody you trust inside that organization and that informs you, you know, throwing that out there, that is how they feel.
We can ask Dan Grilly when he comes out.
I think they would rather have the Skeens year.
By the way, Skeens is minus 280. He is a monster favorite now to win the Rookie of the Year. I would never bet against my guy, mm-hmm. but it is tempting because of what we're seeing with Jared Jones. If the guy has a hanging... toenail. Isn't that a thing?
Hangnail.
A hangnail. Thank you. They're going to put him on the IL. I really think they'll be that cautious with him, especially if they continue to drift away like Uncle Cracker in this
thank you.
MLB wild card
Uncle
race.
Cracker again, yes.
You know?
But it's like one of those, and it's not a self-fulfilling prophecy, but with every, you know, drifting away involves resting those guys, or in now Jones's case, sticking him on the IL. Drifting away sort of makes it more likely that, you know what, they'll drift more, which then just feeds, it's like a feedback loop is what I'm saying here. You're going to drift away more if you don't have your best pitchers, and if you drift away more, you're not going to put your best pitchers out there.
So I'm just going to ask you guys a very straightforward question, both of you, and we'll get to Open Phone Friday after that. Are you going to have a problem if the Pirates shut Paul Skeens down in the second half of the season?
Conditional. Okay. Depends on where they are in the race.
Give me a condition that it would make you...
How close they are in the race.
Okay, so what would be a palpable... Like, give me a place where it would be palpable for you to...
Palatable,
thank you. Sound like Chris Russo. Where there would be a time in the season and a place where you would say, okay...
They're more than five games out on September 1st. Shut them down. My reason for
that is...
So that
would mean he would pitch for another...
2 months.
2 months. That's another 50 innings, so he's up over 100 innings.
But here's why... Now, here is why I'll say...
And that would be less than he threw if you include LSU?
That's why I actually might hesitate.
It is less.
They don't want to build guys more than, about 45 innings on top of whatever they pitched the previous year.
The Verducci rule?
Yeah, if you only have Paul Skeens throw like 110 innings this year, so what has he got next year, 155? Like, I don't like that because I want Jones to be throwing 190 innings next year.
He's on an inning limit next year is what you're saying.
I want him built.
So you've already changed your mind.
Well, I just thought about it in those terms because I didn't do really the math on how many starts he'd make. But yes, now that I think about it, no, get this guy to like 130 at least this year. Preferably closer to 150 because I want to feel like he has built up enough that he can go 190 to 200.
Here. Let me make sure I might have given you bad math here. Let's play this out for a second.
He's thrown 52 innings?
He's thrown 52 innings, and he was called up on...
May 11th.
Okay.
So he's not even been a big leaguer for 2 months. He's made 9 starts. He's averaging just under 6 innings a start.
Well, so I guess actually our math with the All-Star break baked in does add up. I guess he would be...
No, I want him to pitch 130 to 140 innings this year at least. Because I think that's just good planning for the future.
Okay, but here's the devil's advocate. Like you're saying get to an innings number where next year he can pitch every fifth day and make 30 starts mm-hmm. and you're not concerned?
Correct.
The devil's advocate is, do you want him wasting any bullets when your team is pretty much... out of the
are you wasting bullets when they probably adhere to the whole don't want a certain number of innings jump more so than 50 maybe in one
well if
year to year
I mean there's an injury risk anytime he throws a baseball that he could
I understand that but they would I would probably rebut you with it's more of an injury risk to not quote unquote waste the bullets than it is to throw them. Like, I don't think they're wasted if you're building him up to a higher level of tolerance for innings.
Donnie, where do you come down on this one?
I think Malzie gave a pretty good barometer. Like I feel like five games out once you hit the final month is always a good one. Maybe they'll push it a little bit further than that. Maybe I would, I guess if I was making the decisions, like if they're, you know, a week or two, maybe halfway through September. I know the season's nearly over at that point, so why matter? Also, I do kind of wonder with their rule, and I know that they will say that there are no exceptions to it, but I kind of wonder with somebody like Paul Skeens that if he makes a higher jump year to year on his innings, like if there's anybody who's going to have an exception, it's this guy.
Because of his build?
Or just, I mean, I just think...
Well, he hasn't thrown that many pitches competitively in his life.
Like, I mean, he's like their ticket to the next level.
Oh, wait, so I'm trying to figure this out. You're saying
he's not any other pitcher.
They would be
saying.
More careful with him because of that.
No, less.
No, I'm saying like they would be...
He's built different.
Less prone to be like, oh, well, he can only go 15 more than last season. Like, he's kind of a different animal than what he's dealing with.
The built different argument. I would also say he is a pretty fresh arm in terms of he didn't grow up like pitching all the time or in college didn't pitch.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.